Yeah, it went well. The stores were popping off. We got our Indiana Avenue location back to normal hours this week, which is Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 4 to 10, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 2 to 10. And man, we did events with Jacob School, Kelly School, IU School of Education. I don't know, we did like 7,000 cups. It was insane. It was a great time. And we're super appreciative. It's always fun to be like have an excuse to be on campus and just kind of be part of that energy, you know?
Plenty of energy going around and plenty of people going around as well. So did you get any time to sample our local cuisine when this busy time was happening, or was it all work?
Yeah, so I was just writing out my list as I normally do before we go live. And since we last spoke, I've eaten out, I don't know.
Don't worry about grammar.
23 times since we last talked.
Well, that's
independent local restaurants.
Well, that's good. We'll get to that. So that is the teaser of our segment here. Jordan Davis is my great friend from the Chocolate Moose. He's the operations manager, the podcast No Dishes. You can find that where you get your podcasts as well. And boy, you've got a busy 3 days in a row here with food trucks. It starts tonight in Ellettsville. Your new location will be in week number 3. Tomorrow, Mike McAfee just told me you're going to help organize for Molly Tuttle in Golden Highway at Switchyard Park. And then Friday. It's Food Truck Friday. And here's Mother Nature with about as much heat as you can handle. Tell me about how everything's going to work tonight, tomorrow, and on Food Truck Friday.
Yeah, it's really, really like hot. The biggest effect you can get. It's a great lineup. Like you said, it's just tough with the hot weather. But come in, grab some food, enjoy some live music, stay cool. There's lots of different options. Tonight is Ellettsville Food Truck Wednesday. It's at Marcy Jane Lewis Park, where they have their fall festival. It's 4:30 to 8:30. We will be out there slinging ice cream along with lemon shakeups, which are a really good option to stay cool when it's this hot out. We've got Donier Kebab, Bloom Burger, Little Bull Tie, which I did Little Bull Tie for the first time, 2 Food Truck Wednesdays ago. I don't think we got a chance to talk about it, but I just did one of their chicken dishes and it was absolutely phenomenal and really, really good.
There has to be some rule in there, right? If there's a chicken on the food truck, you got to eat the chicken.
Yeah. Well, they had one that was like breaded and then one that was like more grilled. So I did the breaded one, obviously. the crab rangoon was just as good as I remember when they were blooming Thai on the square there.
Wait, let me get this straight. They have a food truck has crab rangoon.
Yeah, exactly.
That ain't healthy. That ain't good. That ain't good. Oh man. Now I can just, you know, casually bump into a crab rangoon. Look at that.
Yeah, what do you know? Yeah, yeah, tons of filling, good crisp shell, great sauce.
Gee whiz, no, I'm all
everything you want.
Hungry again. So there's no weather issues tonight. Marcy Jane Lewis, you told me, has plenty of covered seating down there as well. That will help to some degree.
Yeah, absolutely. Covered seating. Uncle Biscuits can be doing some live music. And we have Bloom Burger, Weaver's Barbecue, and La Poblana, as well as Jay's Kitchen with the ones I already mentioned. So it's going to be a great time out in Ellettsville. Free to attend.
Hot, hot, hot. Just remember, it's at Marcy Jane Lewis Park. And just follow the traffic. That's another great way to do it. Now, I'll be fair to our friends in Ellettsville. You're not going to get that lost. It's not. You'll find it. You'll be just fine. So if you want to get out of the downtown, the urban jungle, and head out to our friends in Ellettsville, that is great. Tomorrow night, what time does everything start? We know the music starts at 6 with those Hen House Prowlers. That's a terribly frightening name for a band, by the way. What time does the goodness start?
Yeah, well, first off, Hen House is a really Molly Tuttle and the Golden Highway is the headliner, but Hen House is a really incredible bluegrass band. And Chris Dollar, who's a friend of mine from growing up, he's a Bloomington guy, has lived down here for a long time. He's in the Hen House Prowlers, so really cool that they get to play the big stage and open for a band as big as Molly Tuttle and the Golden Highway. But yeah, we're gonna start food trucks off at 5 o'clock. We've got a really great lineup. Again, Chocolate Mousse with Ice Cream and Shake Ups, Bloomburger and Donair Kebab, Ellie Mae's Barbecue, Arepa Burger, Peely's, Jay's Kitchen, Fried Hoosier, and Uno Mas, all serving until 10 o'clock tomorrow at Switchyard Park. Again, free to attend.
Wow, that is a powerful lineup on a, well, it's going to be a big night. Weather or no weather, hot is hot. People is, again, if the sun's not killing you, and that's the point we're hoping to avoid tomorrow, everything will be fine. You're not going to need a sweater or a sweatshirt. It's not going to get cold in the nighttime. And then Food Truck Friday, you've got more music, more fun.
Yeah, every Friday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. down at Switchyard Park. We've got 45 Drive. They're doing an acoustic set because of the weather. They've got some band members that aren't too fond of the heat. Can't say I blame them. They're going to be playing from 7 to 9. Michael Norris is going to be opening from 6 to 7. And we have a massive lineup of trucks, including Bloomburger, Kona Ice, Uno Mas, JS Thai Food, Weaver's Barbecue, Pinoy Garden, Fried Hoosier Food Truck, Donair Kebab, Arepa Burger, Little Bull Thai, Ellie Mae's Smoke Barbecue, Jay's Kitchen, Wacky Buns, La Poblana, and Chocolate Mousse. Yeah, if you're a picky eater, this is the place to be.
Excellent. All those wonderful, wonderful choices. You can just simply go to Facebook and put in Bloomington Food Truck Friday. You can follow us, WGCL Radio. We always put it up there in our stuff as well. So everybody can figure out what the heck is going on. Well, school is open, and we've got all kinds of things popping up. You talked about the Little Bowl Thai food truck that is new and out there as well. We've got places popping up all over the joint, and that's a sign of a vibrant restaurant community.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, I just saw the thing about Heartwork Brewing up there on North College. You know, Peach Cobbler Factory has been going here for a bit. I don't know. It's cool. I mean, it's easy to hate on the students, but it's part of what makes Bloomington what it is and allows us to have all these amazing options here in Bloomington.
Great job, Carol Kugler. She has the Heartwork Brewing story. That's going to be at the old Bobby's Colorado Steakhouse for those of you who need a landmark. They're opening later this year. They're going to have food trucks until their kitchen gets up and running. Some local people who have been big in the beer world are going to brew their own beer. That's new. I can't remember perhaps the last brewery we've opened here in town. So that adds to our rich history of everything going on with that. It looks like from our friends in Ellettsville, Fat Daddy's Barbecue will be new and on the barbecue side of the business coin. Again, we just keep adding big stuff.
Yeah, the barbecue is going to be going in there at the Hoosier Putthole, and I think they're going to be taking over for Wagyu Burger. There's been a few different places go in there, so hopefully this one's doing some great barbecue and they stick, and I'm going to be sure to get out there and check it out.
And once that gets open, we will pass that along to everybody as well. All right, what have you been eating? I will try not to sweat over the radio when I hear these great stories going on. And we got another new place. I can see it from my window here. Maru, am I saying that correctly?
Yeah, there were Butch's used to be. I haven't made it up there yet,
but
I think it's a Venezuelan bakery. And I saw a thing on their hours that they're going to be open late. So that might be if you're out and about town late and need a bite, that might be the place to check in right there.
Empanadas.
Or Walnut.
Yeah. Anytime you can get an empanada is a good time to get an empanada, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. 2 a.m. is probably the best time for it.
I saw they're going to be open like 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. So that's plenty of time to get to that. Did you ever get out to Aver's Public House? Well, the pizza boys are going back to pizza and leaving the restaurant, that restaurant world. Nothing that changes with Aver's, just the public house is changing hands.
Yeah, Aver's is going to still have their two locations. The public house is going over to the Endeavor Food Group, also known as the WOW Group. They own, you know, quite a few places in town, and they're taking their Hank's Pizza concept, which is where Swingin' used to be at 17th and College. They're taking that over there to the east side, where the public house used to be. But it's sad sad to see the public house go. I went there a few times and really had a great visit every time I was over there.
Sometimes people forget as well that the folks that own these things, they might be in overworked, underpaid, whatever it could be the case. It's not always a conspiracy theory, is it?
No, not at all. I mean, it's tough, man. Even with established brand like the Chocolate Moose, you know, our Indiana Avenue location, it's a lot of work bringing on new locations and trying to get them to stick and just stay in people's memories. You know, these large chains have, you know, almost limitless marketing budgets where they can always kind of stay in the forefront of your mind. Where when you're trying to decide where to go eat, you know, you're thinking about it. So it's tough for local places. You got to get creative. So you get people to come try you out a few times to the point that you're kind of in their regular rotation.
And speaking of, O'Charley's is near and dear to you, isn't it?
Yeah, I saw that article today about what they closed Lafayette, Noblesville, and Avon. And fortunately, yeah, that was where I got my start in full-service restaurant, the one in Broad Ripple and then down here in Bloomington. And my good buddy's the GM over there now. And yeah, man, and hopefully that one stays open and they don't get kind of caught off guard with no notice like those three locations I just mentioned.
I can't get anything by him, folks. He's too good. He's too prepared. He's Jordan Davis. He's my man. All right, let's eat.
Okay, cool. I did tried Sweet Green. It was really great. Love You went and got it for us on a scooter because it's only fitting. And,
wait, slow down. Say that again.
I had gone to put some golf clubs in Lovey's truck, and I called him because I knew he was going to get some Sweet Green for both of us. So I was like, hey, man, I got your truck key. He's like, oh, no, I'm scootering. So he scootered on up to Kirkwood and grabbed us a couple salads.
Look at you guys. I had a salad yesterday for lunch. I've never been so disappointed in my life. And I made it. It was my own salad. I'm going to let Sweet Green get me healthy. I went by there last week, and it was absolutely packed. Are they still riding that wave from the opening days?
Yeah, so he went on Monday. He said it wasn't super busy, but they were out of a ton of stuff from just getting their butts kicked all weekend.
Yep.
But what I got was really good. I think it was missing a few things that typically came with. But it had chicken, it had apples, and it had this spicy cashew dressing with kale. And it was really, really good. I think it was about $13. But everything they do is sourced really responsibly. You know, I'm not a huge chain guy, but I don't think they're, you know, feta and Hive are probably the two closest things to Sweet Green when it comes to healthy eating. So if you want to still support local, which obviously I support, those are great options. But Sweet Green is kind of doing something on Kirkwood that no one else seems to be doing in that area.
That is smashed into the Graduate, right?
Yeah, it's in the Graduate in between Orange Theory and the Poindexter Cafe, in between Washington and Grant. So I think it's a good thing. It's one of those chains that I do think kind of adds to the Bloomington culinary offerings without being a direct competitor of some beloved local spot.
Yep, and I think, again, in this day and age, there's enough room for everybody. This is not Mayberry. This is a big food place. This is why all these people are looking to move here and do things here, because we have a very captive food audience just like you. So the salad, we start with salad. All right, I hope you're going to spice this up a bit.
Well, I just wanted to mention the new places. So, yeah,
that's
Sweet
good.
Green. I will say the one other salad I've had, I mentioned it a million times before. It's my favorite one in town, the salmon salad at D'Angelo's. I had that once again. I hit up Bloomington Bagel Company twice. Had a great experience there. Did their corned beef one time and did a breakfast sandwich the other. Also went over to their local quote-unquote competitor, Gables Bagels, had a really good blueberry bagel with strawberry schmear over there with Ed and our friends with Buffaloes and Gables Bagels. Did a really good lunch today. Social Cantina is doing some Thai shrimp tacos. They're kind of, it's almost like a fluffy batter. The shrimp are in with some sriracha, some Thai sauce, some green onions. I did them on on flour tortillas since I was raised in Indiana.
That's the way I eat them, buddy. I'll fight anybody on that one.
Yeah, there's something to be said for tradition, but I mean, the flour is just better.
It tastes better. There's no if I wanted to eat a bag of chips, I'd eat a bag of chips.
Yeah, yeah. I'm glad we're on the same page.
Totally. That's kind of totally. Commercial. So is it like a tempura batter on the shrimp?
Yep, exactly. You nailed it. I'm the food guy that's over here like, fluffy batter. Yeah, tempura.
Team game.
Yeah, look at us. The old 1-2 punch. I went over to Doe Asian Fusion on 4th Street last night. Did their spicy pork dish with some rice. It was excellent. I went on Sunday night over to our friends at the Office Lounge for a nice little full-blown surf and turf of sorts. We did, my friend and I did the shrimp basket, did a ribeye, did the ribs. Everything was on point. I love Office Lounge. It's a great
I was game. There not last Saturday, but the Saturday before that, and I had the fried shrimp as well.
Nice. Yeah, and it's like, you know what you're getting. You're not going for some culinary revolution. It's just good, well-executed, simple food, and there's not a single thing on the menu over $20.
Me and the Hall of Famer having a little Saturday dinner. Joe Smith and I at the Office Lounge. My buddy Steve Washell is out there, so that's always good to get caught up with him. There you go. You hit every note, don't you? Where'd you stop for dessert?
Well, in the last 2 weeks, I went to Baked and did a cookie there. That was phenomenal. I went to Chop Shop, did their ahi tuna tacos. While I was there, I did a slice of their peanut butter pie. That was fantastic dessert. Speaking of dessert, or speaking of pie, I went to Cloverleaf South and actually did, what did I do? I think I did the country fried steak, which was phenomenal. I always do breakfast when I went there, so I mixed it up a little bit. And I did a slice of their strawberry pie. Obviously, I don't need to tell you how good that was.
No, and their hours are till 9 o'clock now as well, so don't think that, you know, oh, I miss breakfast, I can't go. I have breakfast for dinner. Mix it up sometimes, folks. Mix it
up. That was on a Sunday, which is new even for them better. As well. Cloverleaf on a Sunday just tastes extra delicious.
And you don't have to clean up the dishes. That's the best part.
Dude, and talk about just reasonably priced. You know, I know when May with El Ranchero bought there, people were like, oh, the prices went up. It's still such an insane bargain.
For the amount of food you get, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's the same thing with Office Lounge. It's not going to be some crazy flavors, but it's going to be perfectly seasoned. It's going to be well executed. You know, if you're going to Small Favors or Elm, you're expecting really unique flavors, stuff you haven't seen done before. When you're going to Cloverleaf and Office Lounge, you're going for that, like, sure thing, simple, well-executed food, and they do it very well.
Yeah, it's like having a nice big hug. That's exactly right. Well, I need you to stay hydrated because you have three massive events tonight, 4:30 to 8:30, Marcy Jane Lewis Park. Tomorrow night, Switchyard Park, Molly Tuttle, Golden Highway, and the Hen House Prowlers. Festivities begin at 5 p.m. and then 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. Friday night at Switchyard. Let's keep drinking that water, buddy.
Oh, I got my 32-ounce right here, Bub, and I got one of the big milkshake straws, so I'm as efficient as possible with my hydration.
I love it, buddy. Come back next week. We will wrap up the month of August and get ready for Labor Day weekend. Well, that'll be fun. Our friends from Ohio State will be in town. 4th Street Arts Fair. Oh, geez, that'll be nice. And hopefully you haven't melted by then.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And anyone wants to know the whole rest of the list that I have, I'm going to go ahead and make a post with everywhere I've eaten the last 2 weeks. Just make people feel bad for my budget.
Well, that's fine because you're providing a service. I hope you're writing this all off and save some for next week as well. I like to do that to tease the folks so they come back and see what else you've been into.
I like it. I'm here for it. Thanks for having me as always, buddy. I really appreciate it.
All right. Stay cool. Don't work too hard. Keep your crew hydrated. And here's to a great week, pal. Thanks for joining us, Jordan. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, buddy. Take care, man.